But they did kill the black man first. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
Yeah, each of them.
Did you want to say that there were spoilers in this before we?
Oh, whoops, started,
I guess. Yeah, because we never.
Fuck it, y'all know now.
Yeah, y'all know now. If you got a week now, if you listening to It's the Mike Stallone, this episode, we are giving out spoilers for Avengers Infinity War.
Should have been seen it.
Mike Stallone.
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Tell me his name again.
Thanos. He's a plague, Tony. He invades planets. He takes what he wants. He wipes out half the population. He sent Loki. The attack on New York. That's him.
This is it.
Avengers. I saw Avengers.
About thank you, Ken.
Yeah, Jesus. Your son flipping the, giving a birth.
Yeah, no, that shit was hilarious.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
Man.
Oh, my. Oh, my man said, boom.
It stayed in that one, like, boom.
Get the finger. Right. The middle.
Right.
Oh,
I didn't even know until Mike hit me up on Twitter. I was on Twitter. And I was like,
look, for those of you that don't know, please go to Ken's Instagram and find this fucking video of his son flipping y'all the bird.
Or you posted it on the Insta. Mike's still on.
Yeah, I can do a retweet.
That shit was so damn funny.
That boy has absolutely no sense. And
why did he do that?
That's how he is. Like, he saw it in the movie. He just started laughing and was tickled. And, you know, his mom was like, don't you dare. Which is the thing you don't tell
him. Yeah, exactly. That's why
they're going to do it.
Oh, okay. So that's something I shouldn't be
especially
doing.
Especially a boy at that age.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're
going to push the limits.
Right, yeah. So, and it just stuck with him. It came out of nowhere.
You were like, but what?
Yeah.
Man.
You were like, but what?
I have not laughed that hard in weeks. And I was literally crying at my house.
Cause it's, was, it's like he took him a minute to see it. Like, he was like, before it registered.
Yeah, the boy.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Anyway.
So you saw, when did you see it? Sunday?
Sunday, yeah. I went to the 6 o'clock show.
I went Thursday night. But I went like, Friday. Before I went out of town.
I think I'm going to start doing that. I think I'm going to follow
me,
you and B suit.
Go Thursday night.
I've been
night,
doing
man.
It for years.
Thursday night.
Yeah. There's too many people.
Now everybody starting to do it.
Cause like,
at first, it wasn't there. Everybody wasn't doing it. So I was like, man, nobody knows about this Thursday night thing. I would be in there on the premieres, but now everybody knows
Thursday night.
But I think it depends where you go, because like I went to the Cinder B show for my birthday, and it wasn't all the way packed. Like,
yeah, Fist wasn't that packed. Either.
Yeah, so
Fist wasn't that packed.
You know, it was definitely worth it.
I always go there.
Well, it was my birthday, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You've been about 200 up and down.
I ain't spending jack because it was my birthday. Wifey and my brother had me. I ain't spend this time.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You know, so look,
family, man. You know, gotta have family.
But yeah, I think next time, like for Deadpool, I'm gonna definitely get mine in advance. I'm gonna just be like, look, this day we going and y'all need to figure it out.
Yeah, man. Stop playing, man.
You know, so, but man, I was just like, I was blown away. Like, I was blown the fuck away.
There was so much
away.
Going on,
yes.
man.
Yes.
Wasn't it
started from the beginning. Yep. Yeah.
And for the set, for that beginning, I was like, are they about, because, you know, it came on dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you know, he saw him holding Thor. So I'm like, oh, my God, he about to kill Thor. They about to start this bitch off him killing Thor? I'm like, oh, wow. And then when they showed the slow motion when he fucking Mike Tyson two-piece Hulk.
Bro, hey, look.
The way they shot that was so dope. How slow motion, bam, bam, bam. Come back over slow motion, bam, bam, bam. I was like...
Yep. You know when I knew that scene was gonna be real, when like Thanos's henchman was gonna come, you know what I'm saying, and fight Hulk, and he was like, wait,
let him have,
right.
have his fun.
Let him have his fun.
Fun. Nigga, that Hulk, man, what you talking about fun?
Right. Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
He got handled.
Yeah, they started it off right. Like, this dude is not anybody to be messed with.
Hulk did not want no smoke the rest of the movie.
No, he said, I'm not coming out. He said, no.
No.
Come on, Hulk, no.
I was a little disappointed, though. I wanted him to come back.
He'll be in part two.
He might be for part two.
But that's what I like about Marvel is that they kind of, it's almost like a tease, because you think in typical movies, like, oh, he's going to make us this, you know, grand appearance at the end and come save the day. And they're like, nah.
Nope. Take this Hulk suit.
Right.
Yeah, that's all but they did kill the black man first. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
Yeah, nah, Idris Elba.
Did you want to say that there were spoilers in this before we?
Oh, whoops.
I guess. Yeah. Because we never.
Fuck it. Y'all know now.
Yeah. Y'all know now. If you got a week now, if you listening to It's the Mike Stallone, this episode, we are giving out spoilers for Avengers Infinity War.
Should have been seen it.
If you're right, you should have been seen it. If you haven't seen it,
people was like, you got into Sunday. I saw people all over social media like, y'all got into Sunday to see this.
I still didn't trust it. I just went dark. I was just like, forget it. I got my tickets. Q hit me. Was like, yo, I'm like level 10 shook. And I'm like, I wish you wouldn't have said that, because I'm be thinking about what happened. And I had a feeling somebody, you know, died or whatever. I didn't know it went like the way it went. Right. I thought it was just going to be one person.
Oh, no.
No, I had no clue. I wanted to go in just completely just wrong. And
who's the person you thought was going to die?
Mike, I think I was talking about
Either Iron Man, Captain America, or Black Panther.
I think everybody thought Captain America.
But did they really Black Panther's going to die?
Only like, because
they're not going to kill Black
only
Panther.
Only because of Q's reaction. And I'm like, there's no way he would react that harshly.
Oh, so he thinks he's dead.
Yeah. I don't think he thinks he's dead.
They're not really dead.
Yeah, so it's like a couple different theories. Like one of them is that when Thanos snapped his finger, like they got teleported to a different dimension. Mm-hmm. Some people think that they are dead because Marvel came out before the movie and said that this was the reset. So they were going to kill off prominent figures. Huh? The reset
it's
of the MCU.
Theories.
Yeah, yeah. Theories that are out there.
That
yeah.
theory's
and,
wrong.
And a lot of people thought that this was going to be a reset and it wasn't going to be a two-part type thing, but obviously it is, because there's going to be another Avengers 4, you know what I'm saying, after this to kind of clear this up. And then, you know, the way that it ended with Nick Fury, you know, paging Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, her movie's going to be next, then we're going to see
Ant-Man. That's probably
we still got to see Ant-Man's next.
And they already have a scheduled Spider-Man movie.
Exactly. And they just came out with Venom.
He's fucking dead.
Exactly. They just came out with Venom.
Spider-Man movies and animation.
And then they said Black Panther will. And then the end of Black Panther, they said Black Panther will return. Will return.
Exactly. I have a question.
Yeah, check.
What's your question?
Okay, so my question is, after a movie like this comes out where there's like all the niggas together, right? When they do like
all the niggas.
I'm sorry.
Okay, look, I don't know nothing about this shit. So like when they make Spider-Man, for example, right? Are they gonna have like they just gonna talk like nothing happened? Like, oh, I'm back, bitch.
No,
like,
they'll reference
it.
Yeah.
So then, how
they always do?
Is he gonna be allowed to be alive if he's like?
Because he's not dead.
I don't think
he's dead. But
I think he's in the Soul Stone.
Wouldn't he have to?
I think that's when they defeat him. He's gonna come back.
But okay, so that would be my question. I don't think like would they be able to do like a regular Spider-Man movie, or is it gonna be like him in another dimension?
No. Spider-Man movie is gonna be after all it is Avengers.
Yep. He'll be back.
Avengers 4 will come, and then Spider-Man will come after that.
Oh, I thought it was coming out December.
Spider-Man? No.
I don't think so. No.
It'll be after
you might be thinking Venom.
I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking.
You're probably thinking Venom.
Yeah.
The only one that's coming out before the next one.
No.
The only two Marvel movies that's coming out before the second part of this one comes out would be Spider-Man. You got me saying Spider-Man now. Would be Ant-Man and Wasp and Marvel.
Wasp?
And Miss. Yeah.
There's a Wasp Man?
She's a woman.
Okay.
You need to watch Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Do I really?
Yes, it's an amazing
Ant-Man's
movie.
Good.
It's highly underrated.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I feel like?
I thought it was going to be whack as fuck.
Mm-hmm. You remember that kids' movie, A Bug's Life?
Mm-mm, we're not talking about
that. I do, but we're not. Yeah, I did.
Anyway, back to Avengers.
That reminds me.
I feel you, but it's
a real good movie. Like, if you enjoyed like this movie, you've enjoyed other Marvel. You will.
Is it
enjoy
like a super slow backstory?
Nah,
I'd be falling asleep in those backstories.
Nah, it's not. It's not. Like, I think they did a really good job.
No, go ahead.
I didn't catch it. But anyway, they did a really good job of getting you up to speed on the backstory.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's not.
It wasn't slow
because I was actually awake for this one.
You were awake for the Avengers?
Yeah, for sure.
It was a lot of action. There was really not much story.
It was just like,
I think a lot of people were complaining about that, but I was like, finally.
What complaining about what?
They were.
Complaining about how it started. Like, oh, there should have been another one before this. They didn't talk enough
about
it. Because
those are the people that didn't watch any of the other movies.
Yeah.
And they were.
Because it kind of takes. Neither did I, but I like that.
Yeah, because it like it takes place right after Thor Ragnarok, and I didn't watch Thor Ragnarok, but I still haven't watched it.
That seems like the one that you like the most.
Right? Yeah, even Sophie said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
This shit's good, man.
I didn't care for it that much. Thor, but I feel like you would love it.
Okay. Thor has come a long way, in my opinion.
Yeah, he has.
The first two was like, ugh.
There were people complaining that it was jumbled and they couldn't follow what was going on.
Ragnarok
or this show,
Avengers. Avengers.
But that's what. Because it was filmed
like a comic book. That's what was so good about it. It's like that's the way the comic books were. Like you'd have one story, and then you turn the page, and you'd be like, "All right." Meanwhile, and blah blah blah.
Yeah, yeah,
that was like this was a comic book nerd's fucking movie.
Hey, was that the Red Skull from the Captain?
Yeah.
You know, I was breaking my brain. I'm like, where I seen this dude from?
Because remember when he held the Tesseract, he got teleported. We don't know what the fuck happened to him years ago.
That's right.
And that's when he got teleported.
That is right. I forgot because I was remembering what happened in Captain America. I'm like, how did he go ghost?
That's what was so dope about the way this was written. It was literally like they say, 10 years in the making. They fucking took every single one of those 10 years and made like value out of it.
Yep.
Into this movie, like
everything, had nuggets everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Everywhere.
And again, right. That's how they do in the comics. Mm-hmm. Like there'll yep. be one small thing that happens in a comic mm-hmm. a year or 2 years before, and then they just bring it back in, yep, and yep. you'll be like, oh,
it's
shit.
The main story now.
Yeah, yep. it becomes the main, and they just Marvel has just always been really, really brilliant with that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I had the same feeling when I walked out, Mike. I was like, man, like as soon as it was over, I was like, that's why Marvel's better than DC.
Yep.
And all these fake DC yep. wannabe mm-hmm. fans out there. Yep. Trying to proclaim is better. Y'all can kick rocks. Get the fuck yep. out of here with that yep. shit.
All y'all.
DC has never been better than Marvel.
Like, it never will be. Nothing will top this movie.
Nah, hell no.
Not DC, I mean. Nothing yeah. will fucking top this movie. Mm-hmm. You put this against fucking Justice League. Come on.
No way.
Get the fuck out.
But see, but don't be mean to DC.
Fuck
no,
DC.
No, but look, no.
DC
no,
and has I, sucked from day one.
Yeah, and I'm with Mike because... I so all right. Dark Knight. From day one, exactly. Okay, I give you that. Dark Knight was dope. But I think where DC kind of fucked up in these comic wars, right, is that the fact that Marvel started early and they started right. They said, look, Iron Man is going to be the thing that kicks all this shit off. Mm-hmm. This is the backstory. This is how. And they built on that.
Right.
DC was like, oh, let's jump into it. And people already assume that we already, that they know everything. No, what? No, but you see, have to start that shit.
They had
to reboot
too early. That was exactly. Yeah. They rebooted way too early.
Yeah. But yeah, and I don't think they went in with the approach that Marvel did. Marvel went in with, you know, like you said earlier, a few minutes ago, this is a 10-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. DC went in, we're going to make a Batman movie.
Yep.
Oh, well, shit. Right. Make a Superman movie. Exactly. Right. Let's try to tie it all in together
with a whole bunch of random villains.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And nobody was tied in it at all, but Marvel somehow managed to do that.
I just
seamlessly.
I don't know how they do it. It's incredible to me, man. But yeah, so I was sitting there and just like halfway through it, and even the way they did cameos, like when Black Panther came on, everybody started right. clapping.
Oh yeah,
of course, you already know.
Yep. Oh, you hear the music?
You hear the music? Yep.
Yep. Like, do something to your soul, yeah. Don't you? Oh my god.
They was getting
I knew every theater had to have that moment.
My theater did.
Black Panther is a
and everybody
so
was
strong.
Laughing. Winter Soldier was like, God, I love this place. When mm-hmm. he when they had the little mm-hmm. shield coming down, he was like, damn.
Did
like,
you clap B?
What when they
he did. Black
Panther? Hell yeah, I did. Yeah.
See, I did.
I did. Yeah, I hate that shit.
I did.
But typically,
yes.
I hate that shit.
Right. Typically, but this, it was just like, I was just like, all right, I
expect right in line. I was in sync with everybody. I'm just like, all right. I was in sync. Like, fuck it. We all clapping together,
baby. We all clapping together. A lot of people was calling it Black Panther Part 2. Y'all heard about that?
Say what?
People was calling this Black Panther Part 2 before the movie. They was like, oh, we're going to see Black Panther Part 2.
No,
they knew it was going to be. Yeah. I heard people talking about that. They're reaching.
You already know. You already know.
But
they were clapping in my theater for every single cameo.
Yeah,
I can't front when Captain America stepped out of the shadows.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the fucking Eminem beard. I was like, oh shit!
And then you saw Black Widow. Black Widow came out. Bam!
That shit was tight. That was like one of the best fights.
What about when T'Challa gave him the shields? He said, "Get this man some shields."
Get this man a shield. Yeah,
yeah. He had the two
joints. Man, that shit was
dope. They whooped their ass.
They did. I never liked Captain America all that much, but until now, he had the black suit.
He looked mm-hmm. dark.
He looked dark. Yeah. The whole movie
friendly.
Was dark.
Yeah. He didn't look friendly.
But he came out and was like, man, fuck this. This is the new America. This is Trump's America.
Yeah.
We in the dark place right now.
But you know what made that so dope is that, they, you know, because she was, you know, obviously standing over her, and then the train came by, and she just stopped. Looked over him. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, she was worried. She was like, what the fuck is happening over there?
Man, that shit was
and then this nigga just pop up
yep. and he caught that staff and was like, oh, that's it? That's it. I was like, oh, we about to really get into a fight now, aren't we? And that fight was hype.
Every fight was hype.
That one, I was just like, wow. That when it ended, mm-hmm. I was like, that was fucking dope.
Yeah,
that was dope as fuck.
That was dope. Even when Thor came and shit. Like,
oh, at people, the end?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
with the axe.
The axe Stormbreaker.
Like, fucking up everything. Yeah. Man, that shit was
that
so
shit
crazy.
I got
yeah.
so
yeah, no, Thor was like, hey, fuck yeah, all y'all niggas. Right. All y'all niggas, yep. I got you.
Yep.
And then I love how Groot, his hand became the fucking handle. That was dope as fuck. That was super dope.
Because they had him quiet the whole movie. And he was looking. He's like, you know what?
I got it.
He was, okay, dumb question.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry. Was Groot supposed to grow up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so shook. I was like, who is this tree nigga? Yeah. Like, I was expecting a twig.
Yeah, in Guardians of the Galaxy, he was a fool.
He was expecting a twig. He was a little thing on people's shoulders.
I was stuck at tree nigga.
I was like, damn, this nigga got big.
He originally was.
How big is he supposed to get?
He was an adult in the first one.
Yeah, he was an adult, and then he died. Well, technically he died. Right.
He's still dead. Yeah, that's not Groot. That's what somebody. What? One of the
No. Let me tell you. Uh-oh. So Groot.
Oh Lord,
I got you. I know what it is. So basically, out there somewhere in one of these galaxies or whatever, there's the tree of life, and he's part of that tree. So any place that has any part of that tree, it will regenerate. Ooh. So as long as they have a piece of Groot. Groot will forever live.
Mm-hmm. So Groot can't die. It's the same group.
I read something where the creator or whoever was directing it or producing it. I can't remember.
Why you say I am Groot then?
I think that's just. They all say that. Yeah, they all say that. That kind of goes back to what. But he said Groot is dead. He said that the one there is not Groot. Oh, he said that Groot is dead.
Yeah. But again, like I said, any piece of that tree is Groot. Right. So it'll regenerate
the main
and grow.
Part is Groot, but the so like piece
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's just you know,
like okay. The Borg,
like who?
The Borg. Who's from Borg? Star Trek? I'm sorry. The Borg. Remember the androids and the Borg and the shit
like
that?
Yeah. I guess so. No, because they are different, right?
Was that Star Trek the show or the movie?
No, they're the same.
The show.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways.
My bad.
All right, so.
Thank you, Rod.
The Trekkies would appreciate
that,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to get big again, basically.
Yeah, he's just regrowing. He's this real plant.
So he turns into like a tree?
Not a full tree, but like, yeah, he's bigger.
But anyway, I like seeing Groot in action. I thought that was dope.
He was fucking motherfuckers up.
And you know what? I think what else they did, a really good job of like how everybody remained who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like they, like the Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. They just were Guardians of the Galaxy throughout the whole movie.
Yeah,
right.
Yep. Yeah.
And it fit, though.
Like, I like your plan, but
I'm like, how are they going to do this?
I was thinking the same thing, because they're goofy and kind of funny, and then everybody else is serious.
Right.
And they...
It matched with Tony Stark, because Tony Stark is, you know, he has his, like...
Funny.
But he's snarky.
Witty.
He's not like...
It's a different type of sense.
Yeah. So I like to see that clash right there.
But I also think that their interactions with Thor were real good too, because you know, since Thor is an alien, like certain shit goes over his head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I like how I can't, you know, me and names, but who's like the main character?
Star-Lord.
Yeah. How he was imitating Quill.
Thor. No, that was hilarious.
That was fucking
this is my voice.
What do you mean?
He didn't want to let it go.
That was hilarious.
That's not a dude.
Yeah.
That's a man.
Oh, speaking of the Guardians of the Galaxy, the rocket thing we was talking about on the last podcast, it was Ratchet and Clank is the one that I was thinking of, not Ratchet Star Fox.
That's the video game.
He's just like Rocket.
I'm looking up what Ratchet and Clank is.
Yeah.
But what's up with Star-Lord's emotional...
That was his girl. We knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Somebody had to fuck it up.
Yeah. They almost had the gauntlet, though, man.
Yeah. Somebody had to fuck it up.
Yeah, somebody had.
Yeah. And you just. But I think the fact that you got caught up in that, it was like, dang. But like,
you knew it was gonna happen.
You knew it was gonna happen, but you still felt that emotion of course. It happened.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? Because I thought,
if he would have killed her, he would have that Soul Stone.
Yeah.
I was like, don't do it. He punched her square in his fucking face.
Spider-Man was holding his own too, man. When he had that metal shit on.
So Spider-Man was dope as hell.
So how do you feel about his suit?
I didn't care for that.
Wait, what's
that? That suit dope as fuck.
Yeah. What, the Spider-Man suit?
Yes!
The A-18 or some shit.
He need to always wear that.
He probably will from now on.
Yeah. Because I know there's another suit that's in like one of the alternate universes or something. Mm-hmm. I don't really like it. It's just like, it's just too gadgety.
I was impressed.
But it's like he needed it though this time.
Well, yeah.
No, he was in space. He
should have took that shit off later.
Though. I was impressed by Iron Man, because Iron Man wasn't that motherfucking bad in the comics from when I was reading.
This nanotechnology Iron Man, yo, that shit was stupid.
He had an answer for every single thing. Mm-hmm.
He was the only one made him bleed and shit. Yep. Like, yeah.
Yo, but that was crazy.
That line.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
how do they make him bleed? I'm trying
to because remember now, since he has that nanotechnology, he could pretty much turn his hands into anything, right? Mm-hmm. And remember, even when he was flying up to the spaceship, he put both of his feet together and it made like one.
Yeah,
leg.
I remember that.
Yeah, so he was fighting Thanos, and then he made his left hand into like a big ass fucking like sledgehammer. Yeah, some shit.
So he locked his arm down and then he swung around and hit him.
Yeah, he hit him like hard as hell. He said all that
for a drop of blood.
Yep. He looked at it.
I do remember that.
Thanos was gangster.
No. But you know what was even more gangster than that?
So damn.
You know what was more gangster than that? Yeah. When he said, "Tony, I respect you."
Yeah.
I said, "Nick."
Yeah.
Nick. Tony should have died though. Straight up.
I don't think so.
Tony should have died.
You gotta end with
he
Tony.
He got fucking got in the fucking stomach with the nut. He should have died. I don't give a fuck what
Nick. No, it was on the side.
I don't care. He got him through. Enough to push him back. He should have died.
No, you
got
to keep
or stab keep somebody else man. With that because that was a gangster move. But you can't just go. I'm good.
Right.
You sticking some fucking caulk and shit in there and you just walk away.
But technically, that's what nanotechnology is.
I know,
though.
But it was just lame
that they kept him alive.
That they wasted a good stab on someone that it wasn't gonna kill.
Right.
Because if you think
but
about
you felt
it,
like he was gonna die. Like, everybody, like, oh shit, Iron Man's about to die.
Don't die!
No.
The lady right next to him was crying at the end. She yelled, "Don't die!"
Yeah. But they set it up to, at least for me, they kind of set it up to make you think he was going to die.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did.
5 minutes.
No, in the beginning. Or that's what you're talking about, like in the beginning with Pepper Potts and the marriage.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They led all the way up. I think he's going to die in the next one.
I don't think he's going to die.
I bet you. I'm going to tell you why. I think that's why Doctor Strange gave them... gave the stone away.
No, absolutely.
And I think what's going to happen is it's all going to be on Tony Stark. Tony Stark.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's got to sacrifice himself
to save everybody else.
Yeah, because he's like that was the only way. He was
that's the only way. I see one way that we win.
Mm-hmm. And he saw 14 million different ways that they lost.
And everybody thinks that they lost. They didn't really lose.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah.
And that's why he was like, "We got a hold of Tony." If I can.
Yes. I still think somebody should have died. He should have stabbed. I don't know.
But Vision died.
But Vision, who cares about
Vision's
that?
Why was he a punk?
Why he was such a punk in this movie?
I know.
Because in all the other movies, he was whooping some major ass.
He's in love.
But that shit don't make you that weak.
He was the weakest one.
He was. But I think it's because he got fucked up immediately. And I think he never healed from it. Didn't he get stabbed right through the first attack? He never got a chance to heal.
Yeah, he did. I guess not.
Get a man a little bit of credit.
But on top of that,
but even at the beginning, though, even like I don't know, man.
He got stabbed in the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
At the beginning, he just got his nut. And then after that, he gets stabbed.
Yeah, man's legs are a little wheezy.
Right.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
He might breathe a little hard. We don't know how aliens fuck shit. And he's fucking a witch.
Right.
Who knows what kind of shit she's been on?
Hey, Scarlet Witch, to me, looked like she was the most powerful one.
She is the most powerful one.
Technically. But I'm saying.
She crushed that stone?
Hell yeah.
They haven't explored that. And they're probably not going to explore it in that way in the movie. Maybe in X-Men, but Scarlet Witch in the comics fucked a lot of shit up.
Isn't she the one that moved that big ass island and city and shit?
Trust me. She's level five. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like she could,
She's like Phoenix.
I would say Phoenix probably more powerful.
I don't think she's Phoenix strong.
Yeah, nah,
but she's up there though.
With Phoenix.
Yeah, she's more reality and shit like that. She on some other shit.
She's on some other shit because it's like, oh, she's gone now. They had to wait till she left before they even tried to go get the stone out of his head. Mm-hmm. You remember this? Like, oh, she's gone now. You could go get her. Because they weren't even trying to fuck with her no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
All the Thanos goons got spooked.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that one villain was cool, though, the one that was like moving all the stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. He was dope.
He was dope.
Yeah,
I liked him.
I hate they killed him so fast. I feel like they killed him kind of fast.
I thought he had the one scene
on the street in the city. He had that.
Doctor Strange.
And then he was on the ship, and then.
Nah, he had some scenes in between there. And the way they came in the ship was fucking awesome. One of my favorite movies is Aliens. And I was like, when he said that, I was like, oh, okay, that was just like a little passing reference. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
That's what they were going to do. And when they sucked him out, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yep. No, I feel like they should have kept him around longer than the other two.
He's super powerful. I don't think we saw the last thing.
Nah, he's dead.
They said he was dead. Like the partner said he was dead.
Yeah.
Well, but you never know. No, yeah, no one really died.
Exactly. Nobody's dead.
But how do you come back from
being... Oh, Thanos. He got Thanos, bro. Yeah. Thanos is his boss. And he got all of the stones.
Right. He got the time stone. Okay, he sucked Venom right back. He can go suck his homeboy right back.
Did y'all think he was going to get all six in this movie?
No.
I did not think
you
that.
Did? Yeah. I didn't think that. I didn't think so. I was thinking he was going to maybe need like two more left or maybe one more.
Yeah, I thought he was going to need one more. I thought I didn't think
he was going to get all. But when he got the fifth one, I'm like... Oh, he's about really to get him. Because I was like, he about to get Vision. I'm like, Vision done. I'm like, when he got that fifth one, I was like, oh, man.
But the way he got Vision was crazy.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because we really thought that stone was gone. That nigga said,
he did that time zone shoot.
And he said, like, time. Damn, what did he say? He said time is something. Somebody in here?
Oh, yeah, that's Kid. That's the maintenance guy. Yeah. He going to try to look, figure out the, yeah, man.
Yeah, that was my only complaint, like I said, was the Tony Stark thing. Everything else...
So that was a complaint?
Yes.
Damn,
yes, bro. I thought that either Tony Stark should have died or they should have put that move on somebody else. Go stab Rhodey. Go stab somebody.
Spider-Man?
But because nobody... If you really think about it, yeah, what's her name? Gamora, she died. But who cares? Idris Elba, he died. Who cares? Loki died. He's died 13 fucking times. Right. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
No,
nobody has really died. Like, nobody that we really give a fuck about died. Yeah.
Because not even... who's the agent that was like... old white man, short white man. Remember Pepper from Black Panther?
No.
Not him.
No.
You're talking about from Iron Man.
From Iron Man.
Agent Coulson.
Coulson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's on a different show.
He's still alive.
Now.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, he's still alive too. We thought he was dead too.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? It just like, nobody really dies in the MCU, really.
I don't mean fucking poofing away into dust. Somebody should have really died. Break a neck. Stab somebody.
But he brought Loki's neck.
Nobody cares about Loki.
You mean someone that's important.
I don't know. Thanos said no resurrection this time.
Yeah,
maybe Loki is really dead this time.
Loki.
He's probably
Thor was crying.
Loki is the master.
I get you, but Thor was crying this time about his brother.
Thor cried every time.
Yeah. Did he cry every time?
Yeah, and
he was like, you know, he was on the fence too because he's like, you know, he has come back in the past. You know, I'm not sure
this time.
Yeah, I forgot he even said that. Yeah,
nobody cares about Loki dying, man.
Yeah.
Except Thor.
But nobody in real life cares about Loki dying.
Y'all notice this like the original Avengers that was still living? Like I think it was Iron Man, the original Avengers, like Iron Man.
Yeah, Hulk, I noticed that too.
Thor.
Yep. Yeah.
And who I'm thinking? Captain America. Yeah,
when you think about it, they have the most movies. Their series are almost
And all. They're like all geniuses. They still you know, Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kinda with Mike on Iron Man. He may die the next one, but I think those series about to end, and we're gonna start doing the Black Panthers and the Spider-Mans and stuff. I think they're definitely gonna end the Iron Man franchise. That's been going on for 10 years now.
So
I don't think they're gonna kill him, but I think he's gonna get hurt to the point where he can't be Iron Man.
I think he's gonna die. That would be the ultimate ending for this.
It started with Iron Man.
It needs
to end with Iron Man. Iron Man needs to sacrifice himself to make sure that nothing else happens.
See, and somebody needs to fact check this.
I don't remember, to be honest.
But I think Robert Downey is signed on for, I think, two more solo movies.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
I think he's
going to get hurt really bad. Because I think...
Bitch needs to die.
Because don't it...
War Machine takes over in the comics.
Yeah. I thought...
He was alcoholic.
I thought the girl takes over. In the comments,
Ironheart, Pepper Potts. I think she did.
They're not gonna do that. They're not gonna do that.
I heard it was about to be a black woman playing Iron Man now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about
that.
I told y'all, Trump's not gonna let that happen.
It was gonna happen.
And Kanye ain't gonna let that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that Black Panther's sister was supposed to play as Ironheart.
Somebody said that, but I don't think that was ever actually a plan.
So she's not gonna be Ironheart?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I heard she was supposed to be Ironheart. And that's why I think he's probably either going to die or get hurt, have to retire, basically.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
We'll see. I heard
that this is basically them kind of doing a reset. So you're probably right. They're probably just going to do like Ant-Man and Wasp and try to find some of them, Captain Marvel.
Who the fuck cares about
Captain Marvel?
We'll see.
Apparently a lot of people.
We didn't care about Ant-Man, but now we like the Ant-Man. Yeah, and Captain Marvel's supposed to be one of the most powerful. So they're going to need her to beat Thanos.
I understand that.
But they already got, what's his name? What's the other guy? The they mentioned him at the end of Guardians. White dude, blonde hair. I forget his name.
Adam Warlock.
Yeah. Adam Warlock.
Yeah, they already mentioned him, and he's supposed to be a bad motherfucker.
He is.
So, I mean, you know what? Like, I forgot who I was talking to about this, but now that they've gotten X-Men, it's like, I wonder how they're going to work this in. Like, if this is the reboot, like...
They, as in Marvel
As
Studio,
in Marvel. Okay. I mean, I'm assuming that... Because, you know, in the comics, Fantastic Four was a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they're not going to do anything with them because they keep trying.
They keep striking out with
that. And they keep just...
But they don't have Fantastic Four, right? Marvel... MCU.
They do now.
I thought Marvel got
Fantastic Four.
Okay. Yes. Disney bought them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney bought them out. I think they paid almost like 60-something billion.
So we can see another reboot.
Okay. Well, exactly. I think the plan was... I think originally they were going to try to incorporate Fantastic Four into this.
But they couldn't get it in time.
They couldn't get it in time, either that or they realized that at this point, Fantastic Four is a dirty name.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
Because we've been burned three times now.
Go watch the last Fantastic Four.
Yeah, the first one was the best.
Michael
wasn't that good.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the last one.
Michael B. Jordan
trash. Yeah. Yes.
Fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was going to fuck up Black Panther. That's why, honestly.
Oh, I didn't know. They couldn't. Not in this climate. They knew better than that.
I mean, hey, anything goes.
But yeah, I'm wondering if at some point, because like after this story's done, like what do we do then?
Maybe.
Are we going to do Crisis? Like, did you ever read the Infinity Crisis on, what is it called? Crisis?
But that's DC. Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Oh,
that's
no. DC. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm thinking, what's the Marvel version with the Beyonder?
Secret Wars.
Yeah. Like, I was wondering if they're going to start doing that. Like, because that's going to be that's the next big crossover event.
Really?
That would be incredibly dope is if they did that. But they would need X-Men
for
that.
Let me ask you this. Was something going to happen with the gauntlet? Because you saw how damaged it was at the end.
Yeah.
Like, is it still...
From what I read, at least, it's still there. He just took it off, right? It's not destroyed.
Yeah, it's not destroyed.
It looked like it was
It fucked his arm up. Yeah.
It looked like it was damaged. But the stones were still there and everything. Yeah. So I'm like, is it going to kind of affect him in the next one? Or is he still
Secret Wars would be dope. But I don't know why. I think just because they have X-Men, I think I thought maybe, and maybe they're doing the X-Men, they would do House of M.
Mm, that would be dope,
which
too.
Would tie back in with Scarlet Witch.
Mm.
Her fucking up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a big crossover event, too. Yeah. So they could do that.
Yeah, that's
true. And that would be a good way to introduce the X-Men into the MCU universe.
Mm.
So I just wonder how long it's going to take before they start bringing the X-Men in. Because I feel like at this point, we need
a solid X-Men. Is it going to be like an Avengers versus X-Men?
Ooh, they could do that.
They could do that.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Oh, they did have an Avengers versus X-Men.
Yes, they did.
They did. Yeah, they did.
That would probably make the most sense.
That would.
X-Men versus Avengers.
That'd be
crazy. Dope.
Yeah, after the Avenger reboot,
they're gonna reboot the Avengers.
Who the fuck fucking with Dark Phoenix then? If they do that shit,
I'm trying to think if she was even alive at that point.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say, damn. Because
they kill her they kill her all the time. So I think she's dead.
She always did.
Yeah,
she's but dead.
Kill people off this often in the comics and bring them back?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What?
They didn't always bring them back, though. Sometimes in the comics, they just kill motherfuckers.
They're not really ever dead.
In the movies, they're not. But in the comics, a lot of times, they just die.
And yeah, some do. Just and dying, by dying, you mean they're not talked about anymore.
No, by dying, I mean they stop living.
Yeah.
They stop breathing.
They died and they don't come back.
So they don't just eat a flower 2 hours later and just...
No.
Okay.
No. The movies need to make money, so they need to keep bringing motherfuckers back.
Mm-hmm.
The comics, they're just like, well, shit. This motherfucker dead. You're going to still read, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I don't understand why they keep bringing Phoenix back. But
I don't either.
Who's Phoenix?
Jean Grey. But yeah, she'll never
If you've never seen die. X-Men, then...
You don't okay. even worry
yeah,
about
she'll
it.
Never anyway. Die.
I don't know if y'all talked about this. Did anybody talk about the deaths at the end yet?
The deaths at the end?
Nah. Well, the so-called deaths at the end. So when it happened, did y'all think that they were dead initially?
No.
So you never thought that?
No. Not in
but I, the people
I,
in
I
the movie.
Maybe until they killed Spider-Man, I was like, okay, this is bullshit.
I thought it was
Black Panther. Really? Yep. And I was like, oh, definitely bullshit.
Black Panther was the one that did it for me.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
kill Black Panther.
Yeah.
Nah.
All the money they just made.
Yeah, Ant-Man just made a billion. So you didn't have the reaction like, oh shit, actually.
Nobody.
Yeah, for the movie.
I did too. Oh shit.
Yeah, watching the movie, but I didn't think it was dead.
You get so wrapped up in the movie. You know what I'm saying? You get so wrapped up in it.
And Spider-Man, like, I don't feel so good. I'm like,
no,
oh, that was man. Sad.
That's yeah. the, that was the one that got me.
I don't want to go, Tony. Yeah.
You cried, didn't you?
Yes, you did.
I did not cry.
Yes, you did. You crying?
But yeah, I was like, oh, shit. They just fucking killed me.
Now, when I had time to process it after the movies, I was like, okay, they're not dead. What's going to probably happen is the theory.
Yeah,
the stone,
I thought about the time stone thing or whatever.
So, but in the movie theater,
I was like, oh, shit. And then I'm like, yeah, they took my nigga Sam. They took Sam. I don't either.
either. I don't know how y'all thought.
You get wrapped up in the movie.
No,
not that wrapped up.
Now, like, they build it up so much. They're like, yo, all he got to do is snap his finger and half of the population is gone. They kept that theme throughout the whole thing, and then he does it at the end.
If it was just
black, got my gauntlet.
If it was just Black Falcon and all these other
Black Widow.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, maybe War Machine. I'd be like, okay, they did.
This is the thing that bothers me with other people. I'm like, what are y'all, the common sense, you know, like Spider-Man, Black Panther, come on, there's no way they're going to kill him. So that's why I wasn't bothered.
Right.
I was like, oh. I was just
why
like,
no way, though?
Because I know they're coming back. Yeah,
I know. They're just starting.
I know. So you didn't at all get wrapped up in the movie in the moment?
No.
I did, Rob.
Yeah. I did too, Rob.
I mean, but I knew, though. Comic books
yeah,
all
I guess y'all didn't read comics.
So
no, I didn't.
For us,
I didn't.
It was like,
oh, that's why.
I didn't.
That's why.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have nothing to do with that. It's just like you get caught up in the moment, like, oh, shit.
But we used to see people die all the time. So then they'll pop up 5-6 issues later.
Right.
So, yeah, it was nothing. But just, Even in spite of all of that, like, if you're watching this and you see Black Panther disappear, like, come on. Like, yeah. If you were like, oh, no! Like, if you're like, I saw people, like, emotionally invested in Black Panther. I'm like, this motherfucker coming back. The only thing I said, like, these motherfuckers give it, then they take it away.
They sure
No, no, yeah.
I was like, y'all gave us Black Panther. Y'all I'm just can't you. Let us be happy.
Bruh.
Just can't let us
They let you know it's reality, goddamn.
They
sure did.
They snatched that motherfucker back quick.
You thought you was like, happy, Black
people. Y'all thought y'all were free. Wakanda.
Y'all thought Wakanda forever. We done shut up and fucked Wakanda up, blew all this shit up, and killed the king. Right.
So now when we had the last podcast, now you see how anything we probably would have said would have kind of spoiled it in a sense. It's just like nowhere around it. It's nowhere around it.
It's too many things that happen.
Too many things.
Yeah.
That could,
Did people boo in y'all's theater?
Man, I got everything.
Yeah, I got
boo for where?
At the end.
Yeah,
people,
at the end.
People
when people were dying?
No, I didn't get booed.
No, like when it was done, like motherfucker.
When Thanos was smiling?
No. Yeah, after that, when the credits came up. Oh, it was silent for about 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I heard the one person boo, then the whole front of the theater erupted.
No, it was just boo, it was just silent.
Oh shit. It was just
yeah, people
it
were
was
mad.
Just complete,
that's
yeah.
It.
No, yeah, it people was just
were mad.
Silent.
They were mad.
Bro,
they were mad cuz Black Panther.
What the fuck?
Stop, Black Panther.
What do you mean?
He's not even gone. He's coming back in like a fucking year.
I'm talking about Negroids don't think that way. They were like, "Oh my god, they killed Black Panther."
You didn't hear what I just said? You give it, then you take it away. Y'all just gave us Black Panther. Y'all snatched the motherfucker back.
That's what they thought. I'm telling you, when I heard sniffling and I looked over and the chick next to me
people are so goddamn
like, are you
dramatic.
Serious?
I saw people saying that they was crying over this shit. I was like, is it really that serious?
But you walked in late, so you can't really say
That's
anything.
That's not true. I got there
you
before
can't
the
really
credits.
No, not the...
Into the
not
MCU,
into the
MCU series.
This is the first movie you've watched.
No, it's not.
She's seen other movies.
I thought
movies,
you said you haven't been watching.
She haven't watched all of them.
Yeah, I haven't watched
so you
all
haven't
of them because I don't really care about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So you
these,
care about
I'm not saying they're cool. This is really lame to be this invested in the movies. But
really?
For 10 years, these fucking people have been watching these comic book people and really invested.
But you know they
fine.
Just don't bring
people
that nigga back,
invested
bro.
In like soap operas
and
shit.
Once Black Panther died off of a goddamn cliff and they brought him back an hour later in the movie because he ate a fucking flower, I was like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah,
but that's a Black
movies.
Panther power, though. That's different.
No, y'all know Black Panther's not going to die in his own fucking movie.
That too.
Come on now.
Right. Yeah, God, that's not possible.
And the movie wasn't even over yet.
There
was still like 40 minutes left. Why y'all think Black Panther's going to die 40 minutes before the movie ends?
Right.
That's the only part I ain't understand about Black Panther. Like, yo, y'all really think we think he's dead? Like, no.
Like, no.
No,
but he's the king now.
But that was the other thing that I think is and you know, listening to the reaction that you guys that other people had in the theaters you were in, like how often do the bad guy actually wins? Even though he technically hasn't won.
Yeah, me too.
But in this movie, like he won. It's over.
This was their Empire Strikes Back.
Could you imagine?
Marvel has never had
that's
that.
That's a dope reference.
They've never had like this is the darkest Marvel movie that they've ever had.
Yep.
Like, it's never ended with Tony Stark just looking down, about to cry.
Right.
That's the last scene of Tony Stark. Right. Is him looking down like, damn, we done fucked up.
And just the way that...
Could you imagine if they stopped like here how pissed people would actually be?
Oh, yeah, of course. If they stopped what?
I feel like they would legit riot.
They never had another one?
No. People would legit riot in the streets.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'd be with them.
If what?
Like, you're going to wrap this motherfucking story up. You can't do this to
people. Like, if they just left it and they were just like, fuck the money.
No, yeah.
And you know what? That's what a lot of people thought. That's what a lot of people thought because a lot of people didn't know it was a part two.
I didn't know that.
Well, okay, how can people be that dumb?
How honest? Like, are you five?
There's ignorant and then there's stupid.
Did you think that?
Oh, he's not that
dumb. Okay, because I was like,
I'm not
that
dumb. He said that dumb. What the fuck?
Wait, hold on.
He's not that dumb.
I didn't know there was.
That is not what I meant. I'm saying.
I didn't know there was going to be a part one and two, but when it got to the end, I knew that.
Oh, you didn't
that,
know?
Really? I was like, it. Okay.
It was announced there like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When they was announced,
I follow this shit.
They were shooting both movies.
So that's what it was. So
y'all know I follow this shit heavy because I knew about the whole, I knew what's the name was in Wakanda and y'all didn't. Like, I follow this shit for real.
Yeah, like, so you could put two and two together and be like, okay, it's going to be a part two.
I thought you said you'd never seen the scene.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
A lot of people were too pissed to say the whole time. I know.
What are you serious?
In my theater, they were like, man, they were kind of like, you could feel like the energy. They, because no. Like, you know how, like, they do that little surprise shit between the credits?
Oh, after the credits.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. That wasn't worth sticking around anyway.
Oh my God, that was so boring. That was whack. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I waited 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Producer of the producer's producer.
And you took it away, another black man.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Right.
Starts killing
the brothers called it. The brothers called it in that one. Huh?
That was cool that it was right next to Georgia.
I
didn't even
know. Was it?
It was, I
saw it was filmed in Georgia, what,
the,
but
Nick Fury? The Nick Fury scene?
At the very, I don't know who the fuck that is, sure.
Anyways, Samuel Jackson.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie, right? So, I gave it away clearly that I don't know shit about the movie, obviously. But I'm sitting there watching it and stuff, and I'm not asking too many questions because, you know, I don't want to piss off the person I went with. So, you know, I'm kind of following and catching things as it goes along. And towards the end, after they had the ending scene or whatever with Samuel Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I'm watching it and I'm like, oh shit, this is by the, like, Georgia State, like the Rialto's in the background and everything, right? So they're doing the little thing and I guess the car crash happens or whatever the fuck mm-hmm. happens. And towards the end, they reveal that little whatever mm-hmm. symbol shit that was.
Captain Marvel.
So it, you know, does that little slow-mo hour or whatever, right? And then it just fades to black, right? I was the only person to interrupt the silence. I was like, what the fuck is that? And same. Everybody else yeah. was like busting out laughing. And I was like, could somebody explain this shit to me?
I didn't know what it was either.
Some stranger had to be like, oh, well, this is what it means. And I was like, yeah, bruh.
I had to go to YouTube.
I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Was Captain Marvel?
No,
I didn't.
I didn't read
Captain
Marvel.
Yeah, because I thought it was Captain America when I first saw it.
That's why I was like, bitch, he's
yeah, I didn't there. Read.
Are you late?
I didn't read Captain Marvel, but I had saw like the clips and stuff.
What symbol was that?
It's her symbol.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's her logo. Yeah. So I knew that. Yeah.
Like, it's a girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a girl.
Yeah.
A girl superhero.
It was a guy, yeah. but it's
yeah.
now a girl.
Yeah, yeah, it was a guy. That's what I was trying to tell somebody.
They're innovative.
Out,
ooh, they're
that it
real
was a
boring.
Guy. That I know the guy, and then they changed it to. Because there was also a black Captain Marvel, too.
Yeah.
They had like a one shot.
Yeah, and
then
yeah.
they changed it to this white
man. And his name was Captain. Never mind.
So is that alluding to the fact that's going to be the person that saves them all or some shit?
Well, she's going to be adding. Well, okay.
So she's the only one powerful enough to fight Thanos like that.
Oh, my God.
But she's just going to be part of the squad, but that's introducing her movie because right. after Ant-Man and Wasp is going to be Captain Marvel
right.
and then her movie is going to kind of predate all of this into the 1990s
oh,
and then
Jesus
they're
going to
tie
Christ.
It back in into Infinity War,
which is next year.
Yeah.
So it's only a year.
Yeah. May 2019.
Yep.
May 2019 is the fourth one. So.
I feel like I'm going to be like so invested in this on accident. Like I feel like I accidentally tripped into this shit. And now I'm only keeping up with it because.
Go back and rewatch all those.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You should just Netflix should. One day.
I'm going to fall asleep.
That's cool.
If I'm watching it by myself, I'm going to fall asleep. Like I have to have somebody like tasing me every 30 minutes to like actually care. I like Spider-Man though.
I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah, Spider-Man was.
I was trying to think if they left things. Anybody out. Have there been any Marvel movie that they just didn't include in this shit?
What did you say?
Well, yeah, but they said that he's mm-hmm. doing yeah, some other Hawkeye. Shit in Hawkeye. Right.
Oh, shit. Okay, so
a family.
They should have killed Hawkeye because nobody would have really cared like that. But he's still a major character. Right. He should have got stabbed.
Those little things that they were trying to keep out of Wakanda when they were trying to decide whether mm-hmm. to open the gates or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the little dog things.
Yeah, those little dog things. Wouldn't that be the best video game ever?
Try to kill all them things?
Well, I don't know. But it just seemed like it would make like a really dope video game.
I think I'm kind of with you, yeah.
I was looking at that shit like, bruh, somebody hand me a fucking controller. Like, this would be like fun as fuck to play.
Oh my right? God.
She was like, let them all. He was like, you want me to open the like gate?
Open the gate. Like one of them one button games.
Are you sure? Open
button.
The gate.
You know, like.
What did I say?
I said open the fucking gate. I don't think Avengers.
I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, you do not question me when I say open the gate, okay?
I said open the gate, bitch. Open the fucking gate.
Man.
God damn, I just want to watch that fucking battle scene again. That yeah. shit was so crazy.
Yeah,
I felt like a little kid in my seat. I was like, oh, get him. Get that
motherfucker. I was too. I haven't had that
man,
feeling in a
me
long
either.
Time.
Do none of the other movies, but this
me,
one?
Yo. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It was just a lot of action, man.
Yeah.
A lot of action.
The fight scenes were just perfect.
Yeah, that's where I was going. You can have a lot of action, but... man, you got to get those fight scenes right. Yeah. And if you don't get them right, then it's just going to fall flat.
Yep.
And
they were better than the Black Panther fight scenes, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
These were the best.
Like, actual ones that you could see, like, what's happening and who's hitting what and who's receiving the punch and all that other shit.
Everybody using their special powers. You saw Black Panther using his suit with
Star-Lord fighting Star-Lord, Spider-Man, and how they all came together. The Mantis.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Like, everything.
I thought Doctor Strange was dope.
Yeah, he was.
And Doctor Strange was lame.
I know. He was dope.
In the comics.
Oh, in the comics.
Yeah, in the comics. Yeah. He wasn't that fucking him cool. Nah. He looks cool as fuck. I want to go back and read some of the comics. I'm like, I don't remember this guy.
Right. Yeah.
Like, who is this guy? This ain't
Master
person.
Of the Mystic Arts.
Yeah. He's like, oh, so yeah, he left you here with the, because he was all chill when he came. Like, he was on the little stone. He was like, I know you Thanos, but what's up?
I ain't worried about you.
I've been waiting on you all day, homie. Yep.
I was like, damn. The chemistry between Tony Stark and Doctor Strange was also dope. Because it was like, you have this technology side, then you have like this mystical side. Yeah. And the way that they were like just button heads the whole time.
It was dope, they still
managed to like work it out. Mm-hmm. It was just done so fucking well.
You know
well.
Who I thought the unsung hero was?
Thor.
The cloak.
The invisible cloak. Yes.
I was like, who the fuck is the cloak?
Dr. Strange's cloak. Like, because it just had some funny moments. You know what I'm saying? You don't. Like, obviously, it doesn't talk. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was cool. It was bad. Cool.
I'm not going to lie. That shit confused the fuck out of me. I thought it was just him and he was invisible.
He was controlling it.
I was very confused. I was very confused.
But in the comics, the cloak didn't have a mind of its own. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange controlled it in the comics. But in the movies, they made it with the cloak by itself.
That's funny.
Which is dope. I think it's doper that way.
Yeah, Doctor Strange movie was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
I was good. Only reason I saw it was because of FIFO. He was like, man, look, just go see it. Because I didn't have any desire to see it. But when I saw it, I was like, okay, this is dope.
You know what I thought was interesting,
that's
too?
The master of Marvel, because they can take these B and C
Ant-Man. Like,
that's like a prime. Ant-Man is such a prime.
How do you do that? How?
They get good writers, unlike DC. They know how to get good writers. They get good writers who plan stuff out properly, good scripts, dialogue, all that. That's all it takes. DC needs to go talk to fucking Marvel and give you some money.
Yeah.
They need some consultation.
They need some consultation.
X-Men.
With Logan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need to do that. And just look, we'll fucking hire your writers. We need help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
but
need
DC,
help.
But DC, for some reason, they think they're doing fine. Everybody.
You know what I thought was interesting in that whole Doctor Strange, Thanos? Mm-hmm. When Thanos was like, you know, these are all nice little tricks, but you're not using the most powerful thing you got. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? This motherfucker ain't. He over here, like, you know, teleporting and creating portals and shit.
That's because he didn't want to expose it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't want to expose it.
Damn.
Yeah.
But Thanos is up there, man. In terms of villains.
Oh, that was also
Thanos
tight too.
Is up there.
You know how they used to teleport in the fight scene, too?
No, that was fresh.
Yeah.
That was
fresh.
I got to go see this.
That was fresh.
Yeah, I do too.
But
I
no, really too. Quick, going back to I don't know if it's Thanos. I can't remember. You keep saying Thanos, but I thought it was Thanos.
It is Thanos.
I'm trying to figure out Thanos, what they said in the movie now. Because now I'm saying Thanos in my head. Anyways, once again, they've made a good villain, which... Just like Killmonger, it's like you have another villain that's not just, oh, I'm evil. Yeah. I'm just going to come to Earth and just do evil.
Just
he has a point.
Yep.
Right.
And if you think about it, his point is admirable. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. I want to wipe out half of the universe so the other half can prosper and can live happily.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of villains you can get behind.
Yeah.
And Marvel, previously to Black Panther, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
And once again, that's something that DC has kind of played with, because what's Liam Neeson's character in Batman? What was
Bane?
Liam Neeson, the old white dude.
In Dark Knight.
Who was supposed to be Asian.
Ra's al Ghul. Yeah.
Batman Begins.
They almost had it, because that was Ra's al Ghul's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, he was a villain that you can sympathize with, but they ended up fucking it up, of course, because they killed him off.
Right.
But
this
is the lane to go if you want a villain that you can give a fuck
about. One of the number one rules in writing is, like, you have to build up the antagonist. Because you have to make them strong so you can feel like, oh, man, can they beat him or can they? Like, if you got a weak antagonist, it's normally not a good movie. Like, you know what I'm saying? So they did do a really good job in building up the antagonist.
And how he got to that place also, like, he didn't just wake up one day. It was his planet. Was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, we ain't got enough food. We're fucked up. I got an idea, and this is the only way we're going to survive. What y'all want to do? And then the way he said it, he said, we'll just do it random so it's fair. And that way, you know, it's rich, it's poor people, you know. So I was like, wow, that's kind of noble. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to do it, and shit ended up fucked up. He was like, all right, cool.
See, now you see how Kanye got hooked up into Trump, because he looks at Trump and he says, man, Trump is doing a whole bunch of evil.
Well, keep him away.
Mike, keep him away from Avengers.
We don't want to watch his Avengers.
Look, wait till Kanye sees Avengers. Wait till Kanye sees Avengers. Kanye gonna think he Thanos.
Fun fact, I was watching off a looper on YouTube, Avengers kind of like theory type of thing, like a year ago, right? And if you look at where all of the Infinity Stones were located, the first letter of all of them spells out Thanos. Thanos, how you say it? Thanos.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Tesseract. I can't remember all of the other names. Like the H and the A and the N, the O and the S. But what? It spells out Thanos.
What about Tesseract? The Soul Stone? Mm-hmm. The Time Stone? That's two T's.
Nah, he said where they were located, not the names of the stone.
Yeah, not the name of the
stone. Oh, well, yeah, you said Tesseract.
Yeah, Tesseract. That's the only one I can remember. That's the easiest one.
But the, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Let's just go.
But it's spelled out Thanos. I can send y'all.
No, I believe you.
My bad, Thanos.
Man, say fuck that. Say Thanos, man. Thanos. Be a free thinker. Nah, fuck these motherfuckers, man.
Nah, it's the Spanish tongue, man.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, it makes me want to say it that way.
All right, so it's time for our questions portion. Don't forget to send your questions to our Twitter account. Ask. It's just kidding.
I was about to say ask.
I was not about to say that. Is the mic still on? It's the mic still on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or is the mic still on at gmail.com? Our first question is from Jesus Corona.
Jesus.
He says, hey guys, big fan of the show and shout out to you guys. He says, you know, I've been re-listening to the podcast and I stumble upon the New Year's resolution episode, which prompted me to ask this question.
I don't even remember that shit.
How are those resolutions going? Mike and Rod, you still hitting the gym? Sophie,
ooh, that is a good
question. Are you more motivated?
I am.
Anyways, that was my quick question that I thought would be fun for you guys to share if you've kept up with your New Year's resolutions. Love you guys. I'm also extremely excited for a podcast about Infinity War. I just felt like this question was fitting since, you know, ties in.
So I remember, was there anything else?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I remember like when we first, now that jogged my memory. So yeah, so I was like, I felt like a hypocrite when I got the membership in the beginning of the year. In the gym, I was like, yeah, I felt like a hypocrite or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I ended up feeling like a hypocrite again because I had stopped.
I was like, when recently or before?
No, it was a period where I stopped and I had to check myself. Like, look, man, I'm really becoming a hypocrite now because I got it literally for the month of January and I haven't been going back. So it was like a month.
What month was this?
March. When did the basketball season start?
Hey.
When did the what?
The basketball season start?
Last week.
No,
I'm kidding.
Like February? Yeah.
Yeah, so I ended up getting hurt in February.
Okay. And, what happened was?
No, yeah, I ended up getting hurt, so that I stopped going to the gym because I ended up getting hurt. But whatever, don't be sick of your But then I started going back once my ankle started feeling a little bit better. So yeah, I didn't feel like a hypocrite at that point. But no, I had fell off for a second. And then I got right back to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sucker ass.
What about you, Mike? Damn, you been working out?
I go 2-3 times a week.
Okay. Get my swole. How long do you stay in there? How long do you work out?
Don't worry about that part. I only.
We just drive by and walk through. Keep up the good work, guys.
Show you a little jog and just bounce. Right. No, I go on my lunch break, so I only go for like an hour.
But damn, that's how you spend your lunch break? Motivation?
I work at home.
Oh.
So my whole day basically is a lunch break.
That's funny.
Damn.
So.
Well, no, but I still have my membership, though. Definitely.
But you don't go.
And you still have your membership.
Okay. Right,
yeah. I don't go as hard as I was in the beginning. Definitely.
What gym are you at?
Planet Fitness.
When you trying to...
Oh, like do they do buddy passes?
No,
they do.
So yeah. Let me roll.
Yeah, you got to get the you got to upgrade it. I don't have the upgraded version.
Ew.
I just got to turn it off.
Hey, so you know what I'm saying?
I don't get that either. No, I do not. I be wanting to sneak in there sometimes.
Like, how did they know? Like, how did they know?
That's a good point. They're not going to know.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going tomorrow. Fuck that.
Might as well.
And then like, just play dumb. What are they going to do? Yeah, like get mad and arrest you?
How are they going to know? Like, it's not like they're checking your badges or why you're in there. Like, how do they know? That's a good point.
I might just go up in there and just.
There's so many 24 hour places that nobody be up there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who gives a fuck?
It's one up there about me. It's brand new. Not a franchise. And you drive, they just pick some place that used to be a restaurant or something.
What the fuck? And
they literally just got the words 24-hour gym on the window when you drop.
Some hood ass shit.
You better hit them up.
But I used to go to 24-hour fitness or some shit.
Yeah, heard of that too.
Yeah, when I used to live like in Buckhead, and I used to go like 10:30 or later with my brother.
Mm-hmm. Nobody in there.
I pay for me, but you know, just... Who gonna say something to him? Like,
exactly.
It is what it is.
Especially if you paying, it's like, this is my buddy pass. What you gonna do?
Exactly.
Oh,
ain't nobody's there to check you.
And like, nobody give a fuck at the end of the day.
Just black people. That's why we can't have
nothing. I know, right?
Man, whatever. Fuck all that noise.
Man, whatever.
Am I more motivated?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, are you more motivated? Yeah,
y'all the reason Kanye fucked up.
Do you remember? Was that your New Year's resolution as well?
Probably.
Yep. Take away your choice this time. Look. You can't text stop to 843 this time. Look, master, come by. Look, do you want to stop with the slavery or not? Look, if you want to stop with the slavery, text 843 and just put stop. Stop beating my ass.
I'm stupid.
Go ahead, Sophie. What you about to say?
Oh yeah, am I more motivated? I try to be, but it's a daily struggle.
I mean, we almost halfway in. Yeah.
Wait, what was your
to get, probably just to be more motivated, probably more proactive. Yeah, well,
that's big as fuck.
I mean,
nah, that's not for Sophie.
That's
I don't take it. Why you always take offense on other people's behalf?
You rubbing off on you.
That doesn't offend me.
Ross one usually does that shit.
Do I?
Yeah,
you always leave
that going, ooh. Ooh. He'll write the mic, ooh.
You sure do.
It'd be you and Ross.
He'd be like, oh, man.
I learned by watching you.
Oh, my God. Blame game.
Instigating ass.
I like that Kanye reference.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for your question. Yeah, no, I mean, I got
I didn't hear you.
I'm not trying.
She said blame game.
B, how about you? I don't remember.
Well, clearly you
ain't my shit.
Were you finished,
Sophie? Damn.
What was yours?
Oh, yeah. I don't,
y'all be skipping. Y'all be like, fuck people
life. I don't remember mine.
Y'all ain't shit.
Oh, I felt miserably. Like,
what was it?
Wasn't it to stop drinking coffee or some shit? Or like to drink less?
Hell no, that's not happening.
But it was eating. I was trying to work towards healthy eating. More of a plant-based, non-meat diet.
That day that we shot, you were like eating McDonald's.
Oh, that was part of
coffee.
He had Burger King last night.
I told you, I have failed miserably. I'm so ashamed. I was thinking about this week. I'm embarrassed.
Okay, real quick. Speaking of food ashamedness. So for lunch, right? Today I went to just to go to Chick-fil-A real quick, you know? And they have, you know, healthy options there. You always say like, okay, I'm gonna go get a salad, and you never really do. But when I walk in, right, it was one of the dwarf houses. Tell me why they had a special menu, right? So they had fried okra, macaroni and cheese. They had Chick-fil-A, my nigga.
That's racist.
What? It's the South, nigga. Anyways, they had all of these fucking like food options and it was so wild. So the customer service in there was impeccable. I just want to say shout out to Chick-fil-A real quick. I had an amazing experience.
I dined in. Experience at Chick-fil-A though.
No, like it was crazy.
They on point.
They're Christian.
I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Just don't be gay and going there.
Yeah.
It was crazy because I went in there and sat down because I had like an hour lunch break or whatever. So I'm chilling. And I think I ordered just like a regular meal. And the lady walks over to me. Now, first when I was ordering, I was like, damn, I don't know if I want to like get mac and cheese because it's like, damn, I know this is Chick-fil-A. It's probably going to be good, but it's still like fast food. Mm-hmm. So like, oh, I don't know about that. I'm definitely not getting no collard greens because they had collard greens on the menu too. Mm. Anyway, so long story short, I get my food and I'm sitting down and I'm eating and stuff. The lady going to walk out with the fresh mac and cheese and be like, I know you wanted to try it. So here you go. I was like,
that's racist.
Oh.
How is that racist?
She insinuated that I maybe wanted it.
You know you wanted to try the mac and cheese.
I told her. I was talking. I was asking her about it.
She thought she couldn't afford it. That's why she bought some free shit.
No.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Try to make it into something she's not.
I'm just saying.
Black person.
Yeah. Oh, here you go, little nigga.
I did my good deed for the day.
Yep, exactly.
And then, okay, so then
you want these greens too, baby?
Shut up.
You know you want some of these. We got sweet tea.
Y'all are so annoying.
We got some cornbread in the back. Just for
no,
you,
but
sugar.
Wait, they actually did have cornbread on the menu.
See,
what? Like, they did.
Do you want a bun or you want cornbread?
Look,
you want
cornbread. I took a picture. Okay, look.
Wow, you went.
Was she white or black?
I took a picture of the menu. I had to see.
She was white.
Okay, look.
Black so where's this one
had,
at? LA.
This is in Lawrenceville. They had fried okra, macaroni and cheese, green beans, sweet potato souffle, collard greens, coleslaw, and a cornbread muffin.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That is.
That's.
How was the mac and cheese?
It was actually good.
It didn't have like corn chunks and
no,
like,
it was not any weird like white people shit. It
what
was
else they put good. In there like almonds and shit?
Not almond, kale. Yeah. Yeah, fucking kale actually, and yogurt.
I might fuck with kale and
kale and yogurt.
Damn.
I don't know where she got yogurt from. That sounds nasty.
That was just white people ingredients. Avocado.
Yeah, people put kale and yogurt.
Avocado is amazing.
But it doesn't end there. Now wait, there's more.
She got some more. Hold on.
So wait, there's more.
I'm thinking smoothies because you mix them together. Yogurt,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there's more, right? So the guy behind me, right? He, I think, ordered like a large fry and they accidentally gave him a medium. They were just fucking up all day. And so she was like, I'm sorry, I accidentally gave you a medium. We're remaking another batch in the back. I'm going to just go ahead and give you a large fry. You can go ahead and keep the one
black
you had.
Or white?
Does it fucking matter?
It does matter.
Why does it matter?
He was just answer the
don't
question.
Don't be a hater.
So. He was black. I'm not hating at all. He was black, huh?
No, he was white.
You a lie.
Yeah,
you a lie.
He was black. That's why.
Y'all just some answer. Haters. Yeah. What the hell? Anyway, so I'm sitting there, right? And then this
she
other girl.
Nigga hands back.
No. The other lady. Oh not the lady who handed me the mac and cheese, but this other
do you
lady.
You know, if you touch a nigger, you turn into a nigger?
So anyway, she comes out. And I'm eating. I'm like halfway done with my food or whatever. This was before I got the mac and cheese. She gonna come out with a shake, right? She was like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Oh, she probably I don't know why she's giving me a shake, right?"
All the blast today. Right.
She was like, "Hey, I accidentally messed up on this order. Do you want a free shake?"
Oh, come on!
And I was like, "What the fuck? Like, are y'all just on one?"
She watched the Kanye West interview.
That's something.
No, that lady was Hispanic, so. Don't try to tie you're looking I can see your face. You're trying to tie it in a way to make
white
a racist.
Center out there.
No, fuck out of here. They were just really, really sweet. So if y'all ever wanna, you know,
she probably
if you're
felt
in Atlanta.
Bad because she heard Kanye say that we still feel like we slaves.
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
by choice?
Slaves? Yeah.
This
by
don't
choice.
Make any sense why they gave you all that damn food.
Yeah it was a lot of fucking food, right? I was like, yo, that was crazy. But anyways.
It'd be different if it was like a dude that was giving you food and stuff.
Why? Trying to fat me up? The fuck?
Trying to what do you mean?
Ew.
Like, yo, you want this shake? To go with that shake?
Yeah. That's what you say to
you already know.
See, I give you these fries. You give me them thighs.
That's all kind of line. Oh, yeah. God,
goddamn
fries.
You've
been working on that,
ho.
Wow. You've been waiting for a Sophie.
Fries for
thighs. You've been waiting for a Sophie to come through.
Hell yeah. You were like, oh, hell yeah. This is my chance. This is my
been
moment.
I've you all day. Right. I'm about to hit you with all the lines.
You know, that's how you do it, man. Well, I don't know if I should say this. But you know, once you feed a dog, man, they keep coming back to you.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Okay.
Got any questions,
Sophie?
Oh, no, I don't know. We're going
she to be back tomorrow. That's cool.
Wow.
Okay, so we have another question here from Dylan Lord.
Maybe I'll get some chicken this time. Oh,
shut up. Shut up, Ken. Shut up.
You already lost, Ken. You might want to stop. Go ahead. Dylan who?
Dylan Lord.
Dylan Lord. Man, yeah. We got a question from Dylan
don't
Lord.
Don't give me that grill shit.
Listen to Dylan Lord's question.
Okay, I'm good. Listening. I'm all ears.
And I actually did have a grilled sandwich today for you.
Good for you.
Great. Chick-fil-A, though. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, man. Chick-fil-A's grilled nuggets are trash. Oh, my God.
They're not that bad.
They're bad.
They're really not that bad. Do you
want to get my fried thing?
Who eats grilled chicken nuggets?
I wasn't nigga, me.
Existed.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't either.
They're
good.
Nuggets are good.
They're always fried.
I stopped doing the fried thing, so I had tried the grilled nuggets. I was like, oh, these are so bad.
What? Really? They're not that bad. They're actually pretty good.
You set your ass up for failure with that one.
But I think I'm going to try the grilled nuggets. Did I get the grilled nuggets?
Yeah, he said
are those lightly grilled or fully grilled?
Yeah, you said just
what kind of spices are on those? Not too much salt, just a little bit of salt.
I had to cut out the fry, man.
That's what you get.
Whatever, man.
Grilled nuggets.
Nah, yeah, they were horrible.
Anyways, they're good, so y'all can just keep hating. So, yeah. Hey, guys, I've been watching and listening to you guys on Dead End Hip Hop, and is the mic still on for a while? I got into hip hop a couple of years ago, and I still have much to discover and listen to. No, only because Michael seems like he's doing something over there. Like, are you stressed?
I'm wiping my sweat. It is so fucking hot.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about hot.
I can't take it. This is ridiculous.
Just breathe real slow.
Cold
in not in the mic, you idiot.
Ice man, it's getting cold in here.
It's getting cold. Yeah.
Think about that.
Okay, so he says, I got into hip hop a couple years ago and I still have much to discover and listen to. This being said, I seem to come to an impasse with certain rappers. My favorite MCs are those who show consciousness of racial issues in their music, such as Kendrick Lamar, Logic, etc.
Logic.
Y'all stop. Come on. Keep going.
He talks about race.
Can I finish?
That wasn't even me. That was Ken.
I'm just looking at you. I'm not yelling at you.
You're totally black and blame for everything.
Man. God damn. That's because you be accepting
you
the blame.
Got the dress back on.
That's admission of guilt right there. Shit.
You're a black man.
All right. Mm-hmm. Problematically, these same artists.
You're darker than I am.
Okay, so
probably a choice.
K again. K for the third time. Problematically, these same artists often use the word bitch. If I may be so bold, I feel like this is hypocritical to uplift oppressed people, people of color, and then degrade another woman. Women. Bitch started to be used when women began demanding for rights, the word as a way to say to them, like domesticated dogs are men's property, should stay at home, listen to their male masters, and stick to making babies. Don't get me wrong, I'm hyper aware when it comes to racism, as I am a person of color as well. But that doesn't mean I forget women's rights. Is there a way to reconcile this dilemma? Thanks, Dylan.
Don't press play.
So reconcile like the word, that word in music. Did I hear that right? Like, what is he trying?
He feels conflicted.
Yeah.
Is there a way to reconcile feeling like it's fucked up to try to uplift black people, but you're still calling women bitches?
Well, he's talking about like the Kendricks and stuff like that, the same people that do the consciousness and all that.
Everybody uses the word nigga and bitches.
Not everybody.
Okay, I'm not saying 100%.
Yes, you did. That's not what you said.
Okay, that's exactly what
you
said.
You feel like, in this situation, context matters?
No.
Because I kind of feel like, for example, I feel like a lot of the times the word bitch, when you say, I don't know, sometimes it can be like an exclamation or like, like there's different meanings. Like you can be like bitch for, you know, whatever you're talking about. Or be bitch.
Context is always a factor, but
for sure.
But like, I don't think anybody uses it like that. Well, I won't say anybody, but most of the time it's not.
Rappers, like male rappers, you feel like use it in that way to where it's derogatory.
I don't remember Kendrick using it derogatory.
You don't think it matters?
Does he?
No.
Oh, for me.
What doesn't matter?
For sure.
Context.
For me, context matters.
And what's really funny is I used to, at the very end of every single one of my videos, say peace, bitches.
Yeah. You don't do it anymore?
Coincidentally, the last two I've stopped.
Really?
Because I just thought about it and I was just like, even though it's obvious, I'm not like, hey, you fucking women are a bunch of bitches. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't think anybody needs to stumble onto my channel at the end of every video. Peace, bitches. So I just quit saying it. So it's just funny that came up today. But I don't think context, I mean, maybe it should matter, but I don't think it does.
Yeah. It does feel different when you do it, because I thought it too because I've watched quite a few of your videos and I know you said at the end of it, so it's like, it does, every time you say it, it's like,
don't sound right.
No, it's you all day, but I'll be thinking about it from like a bigger branding standpoint.
I literally thought you were about to say a bitch's perspective. Oh, I literally thought that's what you were gonna say. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I feel you, because I thought that I would have never told you that. But like, I don't know. It's just because that's your thing. You know, that's your thing that you do. But it did cross my mind, you like from a branding like, standpoint.
You didn't want it to come across as like nitpicking.
What you mean for me nitpicking at something that he did? Mm-hmm. No, it was more so that's him. That's Mike C-Town. And that's what that's his coin basically at the end of his videos. So like, but I'm always thinking stuff from a branding standpoint, like people coming on wanting to, you know, put their stuff on his channel or whatever the case is. And that it may, it may mess him up a little bit.
You know
bit.
What made me really think about it? One of my favorite rappers is Dessa. It's a
woman. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I've reviewed so far, I think I've reviewed three of her projects. Mm-hmm. She's never once liked the tweet or retweeted the tweet. And I don't know if that's why. Maybe she doesn't like my fucking videos. Maybe she doesn't watch them. I don't know. But she's retweeted other people's shit. Mm-hmm. She retweeted Spectrum Pulse's shit.
Wow.
So I was, and I thought about it after the video. I was like,
you wonder.
I wonder if that might be one of the reasons why.
Hmm.
Maybe she doesn't bitches? Like, yeah, peace bitches at the end of the video. And this is coming from a feminist rapper. Mm-hmm. She might be like, well, damn, you just fucked up the whole thing.
I ain't retweeting
positive
shit,
things to say about my album. And then and you got to think from an artist's perspective. Right. They're going to retweet a fucking positive review.
Yeah. Right.
Like, she's not, you know, Lil Kim or Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. She's an indie rapper. So why would she not retweet a positive review?
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking about that afterwards. And then I was just like, yeah, maybe I should just not say it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know. I understand what you're saying in terms of like context not mattering for you saying it. Because it's almost like, for me, and I feel like a lot of women, they feel like, you know, they've been able to reclaim the word bitch. So it's kind of like it doesn't really matter how they use it because mm-hmm. it's kind of like our word or whatever, right? But it's kind of like, you know, again, where you think about, you know, white and black. You know what I'm saying? Like, if for some reason a white person was like, oh, I said nigga with the A, not mm-hmm. the ER. Like, it's context. We're buddies. You're my nigga. It would be like, bro, like, you got to fucking stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, context in that instance doesn't fucking matter because it's who you are. You know?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up earlier when you were talking about context with bitch.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, I don't think anybody in this room outside from Sophie can really have an opinion on that. Like, we can't say, oh, well, you women shouldn't get mad about the word bitch because it's context. Well, it's not our fucking place to say that.
But what if you use biatch?
Biatch? Hold up. Right. Biatch? Hold up.
Instead of bitch, biatch.
I don't think it matters.
But that's so whack.
Yeah,
but
that's so
lame.
I can't say.
Yeah, you're not West Coast enough to do that.
Okay.
Don't we use? We don't always use bitch to refer to like a person or whatever. It'd be like
an
this
exclamation.
Mic.
Yeah,
like this. Like, man, I'm about to.
Do you really use it as an exclamation though? Like, do you
like, man, this bitch won't turn on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
For like items and stuff.
If a white person did that, talking about, like, let's say if they're dogging, man, this nigga keep pissing on. You're going to be like,
oh,
nah,
my
bro, can't
stars.
Do it. And it's a dog.
What is happening?
Oh, my stars.
I would be like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold the fuck on.
I'm
hold
pretty
the phone.
Sure they do that, though.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. But I'm saying, you wouldn't be like, oh, context.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you can't, like, it's like a Dave Chappelle skit. Like, the white guys go, context.
Yeah.
Context.
That do sound like
you can't do that. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You'd still be mad.
You got the nigger and you got the nigger bitch.
Right.
The word nigger is different. I know the word nigger is different. We don't have a. We can't speak for anybody else. I can't say the F-A-G-G-O-T word because it doesn't, nobody here can defend that or fight it.
We're not in that discussion arena. Actually, because I feel like this actually transcends into a bigger discussion of, like, oppressed groups having words that have been made to oppress them, but then, you know, they reclaim it. Like, for example, for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I say nigga all day. I could say nigga with a hard ER if I fucking want to, because at the end of the day, nigga still gonna be nigga. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. To me, whatever. But I just feel like I've never wanted to say the F word. I'm not a part of that group, so I've never wanted to use anybody else's derogatory terms. You know what I'm saying? Or feel like...
Sorry, I saw a roach and it was just...
A roach where?
Mm-mm. Over there, but he's far enough away where I'm okay.
Is he in this?
He looked like he was walking that way. We're good. Let's just finish.
Okay,
I'm keeping my eye. If he comes back in the room, trust me,
you need to get out.
Oh, no, I'm actually,
that bitch don't pay no rent.
I'm not that scared of roaches. It's just spiders.
I'm terrified of roaches.
Really?
Yes, I can't even step on them.
Really?
So how?
Oh well, neither can I.
Because he acts like a little bitch.
But yeah, I feel like I have an issue when other groups want to say, you know what I'm saying, like slurs or slang or whatever related to other groups that you don't fucking belong to. Because at the end of the day, it's not great to be. Well, I gotta word this correctly.
You must say it's not great to be black.
No. It's not necessarily like it's great to be black because I can say this word, but right. because I'm black, I know that I have rights to reclaim this term. Just because as I'm a woman, I have the right to reclaim the word bitch. You know, anybody in a certain situation that is, you know, oppressed or a minority or whatever part of a particular group has a right to basically reclaim whatever term has been used to, you know, basically oppress them.
I just don't think the discussion needs to go that deep. It's really just, why do you want to say it so bad?
Exactly.
Why are we even talking about it? Like, you can say, how come I can't? Why do you want to? It's why just, do you want so bad to be able to say nigga?
Entitlement.
Right. It's like the one thing that you can't fucking have.
You're feeling like you have
and it's driving you crazy. Yep. It's just ticking you off that you can't
you
have
got
this
all
one
privilege
thing.
Around.
You got every fucking thing else.
For sure. For sure.
You want to say the N-word.
Yep. It's crazy. It's weird. All these other fucking names that you have and all these other words that you've invented. Words that you don't even fucking use. Words that you don't even fucking know. But you want to say nigga.
They've started using snowflake a lot.
Excuse me.
But that's not a... That's not a slur.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Like, why do white people call each other
like
cracker?
Like, Snow Bunny is not a slur, bro.
Snow Bunny's a slur. And,
is it?
Yeah. Is it really?
Because Snow Bunny is... It's a slur on the same level as cracker, where it's like a half slur.
Okay.
Where it doesn't mean anything, but it's
a slur. I think people think cracker is worse.
Pink toes is? Like the pink toes thing?
Yeah, pink toes is a slur.
Snowflake what the fuck is that?
Snowflake like isn't, doesn't mean white people, I don't
really?
Think. Mm-hmm. Snow Bunny does.
Pink, I thought it had pink toes. I think
because... I heard people use Snowflake and Snow Bunny, though.
Question.
I've never heard somebody use snowflake to describe a white person.
My question.
Okay, maybe you're right.
So pink toes is a slur for white women?
Anything that's... Yeah.
So if you see a group of white women, it's like, look at all those pink toes.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm asking you. So it's a yes?
Go get me a
yes. It can be plural?
So be like, I'm asking
Can
you.
It be plural? What do you mean?
Yeah, like...
Toes are plural.
Oh, so you wouldn't just say a pink toe?
No, if it's
for one woman,
yes, it would be a pink toe for one woman.
That's what
pink
I'm asking.
Toes for, yeah,
I'm
so more lost. Than one.
But you should never say like pink feet. That's weird.
Yeah, look at the pink feet.
Look at those pink feet.
Yeah,
goddamn. I honestly don't know.
Do they know
that? Put an ass that's up like, out of here. Better walk your pink feet the fuck out of my face.
Do they know?
I don't know.
So you know that it's a slur against them.
I never even heard the term until I was working. And remember Alana, little short Alana with the high-pitched voice?
Yeah, yeah.
She was calling people pink toes. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, pink toes. Huh, that's funny. I didn't know until later that was actually a slur.
That is really crazy. Now, okay, now, in the context of like Snow Bunny and stuff, I feel like I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I feel like every time white women use the term Snow Bunny, they think it's like, I'm a snow bunny.
Because Snow Bunny is a thing. Snow Bunny refer, and I heard Snow Bunny originally on a movie, but it wasn't any black people in it. It was like a movie about people at like a, what do you call it? Like those snow retreats, like where they go, ski lodge.
Yes.
The women that hang around ski lodges are referred to as snow bunnies.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, when black people say it, it's then a slur.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're being nice. Come on.
Wait a minute.
This is not
this
like extra logic. No, it doesn't.
This has a technicality.
No, it doesn't.
Because what if I hang out at ski lodges?
Then you can be a snow bunny. Sure.
But I'm not white.
I don't know that it always referred to only. That's what I'm saying. In the movie,
no, it's only
it was
white
just
woman.
It's only
no,
white.
Yeah, now. But I'm saying in the movie, this was like an '80s movie,
right?
I think it just referred to women that hung around the fucking that like to go skiing.
So it's evolved.
But
is what you're
now,
saying.
Yes, now it's a slur. Now it means something bad.
I thought. So what is the bad version of it? Just
look, God damn it! If a fucking white person is walking on this, you looked.
I sure did.
Big one. Well, yeah.
Look,
if it's so back, I know.
Damn, if it's just... a white person.
Okay, you just fucking it all up.
Context. If a white person is hanging out at Kroger and someone says, look at that snow bunny, there's no fucking snow around. So clearly not referring to them liking to ski.
Right.
It's an insult. It's a slur.
So, like, if. You knew that I went to ski. I'm really getting technical.
Yeah, let's just move on.
You're
being a white person trying to justify using the word nigga right now.
No, I'm not trying to justify. I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay.
But why does it matter?
Hold on. What are you trying to figure out?
Okay, what I'm trying to figure out is if you know that I hang out at ski lodges a lot, right? Okay, just so bear with me.
Ski lodges sound so funny.
Bear with me.
I don't know why. Black people don't go to ski lodges.
Yeah, we're
serving dinner.
I like the snow.
You probably is a snow bunny if you up there.
Okay, well then if you know that I'm there a lot, right?
And
then
you you're a snow coon.
What are you saying?
I ain't a snow coon.
Yes!
That's gonna, yeah, that's a hashtag. That's a definite hashtag. Snow cool. Yeah, y'all, we gotta get through this. We still got some videos.
So basically, my question to finish Okay, to finish my question, if you know that I go to ski lodges a lot and you see me at a Kroger and there's three white women and me, and you say, hey, look at those snow bunnies, I don't apply to them?
No.
Because I'm black.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Now, if you
because
guys
it's evolved to only refer to white women.
As far as I know, I'm not the slur expert because I don't use slurs, period, on anybody.
I've always heard that being referred to white women.
Yeah.
Growing up. Oh, you got your little snow bunny.
I thought it was like white women who like suck dick or something. I don't know.
What?
I thought it was like slutty white women or some shit.
Wait, when you say white women that suck dick?
That's Becky.
I thought that was just Becky. White woman.
Is that a slur too? That is not really a slur.
I'm confused. No, but Becky is a white girl that give good.
Damn, is that good?
Get that out. It was a tough twister, but Becky is referred to a white girl that
was before Plies made that song.
It was after Plies.
A woman with good hair.
Yeah, that was before Plies made that song.
Beyonce.
That was before Plies made that.
Beyonce took it.
Oh, so Becky was before that?
Way before Plies.
Give me that Becky. You know,
way before.
Hey, that shit kind of rock.
So Becky specifically is a white girl who gives good head
Just look at that Becky over there, boy. Just a sleazy son of a bitch who's
out of that bitch.
You can apply Becky to a black chick. Can I get that Becky?
You're saying, in reference to,
Snow Coon can't be that Becky.
She gave me that Keisha.
I cannot.
That is funny.
I've never heard that before. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, man. Becky.
I think Becky in general can be just morphed into like just that side bitch who's out here taking everybody man.
No. It's only white people.
And that's what I meant, white women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so the head part is not a requirement.
The head is a part of it, but I think
that's what Plies created. I'm just saying that's what Plies created. Like the whole song was Becky, you know, basically giving head. So that people just took the term Becky, and when you heard Becky before Beyonce used it, it was a white chick that gives head.
Right.
I thought it was before Plies, though.
It might be before Plies.
Lock the Urban Dictionary.
Sure. No, that was before Plies.
Oh my God! Please tell us what it says.
No, let's just move on.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dylan, for your question. I honestly don't even think we answered it. Did we? Maybe.
No, we did not.
It turned into a discussion about snow coons and snow bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
You messed it up.
Well, Sophie. If you feel like it's in your heart to not say it. Actually, just don't say
I don't think he was asking about saying it. He was asking about liking those conscious rappers who use that.
I don't know. Fuck. Anyways.
Well, I apologize. We did not answer your question, pal.
He's listening to the wrong genre, honestly.
Don't discourage the people from sending us questions.
No, send questions. We just didn't fucking answer.
I'm just saying that listening to hip hop and try not to.
It's safe to say that, yes, if you're conflicted, you're conflicted, rightfully so. It is very hypocritical for a rapper to big up certain minorities and then shit on other ones. So yes, you're right.
Oh, maybe it's a hip hop thing. Oh, anyway, I'm sorry.
It is a hip hop thing. I've never heard a white person talking about
what Becky?
Just using bitches just casually and shit.
Well, no. White people definitely use bitches casually. Hell, probably just as much, if not more, than us. Mm-hmm. But I've just never heard the trying to. What's the word? I don't know. I'm tired. I'm still trying to figure out Becky.
All right. Well, thank you, Dylan, for your questions. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our email, isthemicstillon@gmail.com or the Twitter, which will just follow us, find us.
Hold on. Before we go, Becky, another name for getting head, getting a blowjob, the act of receiving oral sex.
That's what I'm saying.
Use it in a sentence. I just got Becky from Jessica. Shit was so cash. I don't know. I have no idea what the fuck that means.
Honestly, I feel like people who like make those Urban Dictionary like definitions are. That's a very good observation.
Yeah,
I was gonna say something else, but I like that better.
That's what I'm saying. Becky,
it's been going on for years.
Yeah,
way before Plies.
Yeah. Plage is, yeah, kind of
Becky can also be a basic bitch.
I mean, she typically is.
Yo.
What's up?
What the fuck Why is that? For,
man? Kill the fucking thing.
Look at Mike. Don't kill it like that. Right, look, I got it.
Kill it some fucking how? Are you nasty as hell, Ron?
I'm about to smash your mushroom.
Y'all look. Y'all
I only jumped because Mike jumped.
Can you imagine if we were on live right now?
I only jumped because Mike jumped. I'm telling you.
You're such an asshole.
Is that what you call fucking roaches, man? That's a roach, though. That is a roach.
That wasn't a roach.
That was an ant.
That
wasn't no ant.
That wasn't an ant.
In what world do ants get that big?
They get big.
She's an ant, man.
But yeah, man.
It just made it 10 times more hot because of
that. Oh, shit.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Where the fuck are y'all gonna go?
Hey, but you know what?
So what?
It's like a big ass.
Told you. It's not a lot.
I thought it was a fuck.
Peace. All right. Bye.